The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good morning. It's December 22nd, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, now only 3 days till Christmas, and we'll be reading again from God is in the Manger. And our devotional for today is titled, God Does Not Want to Frighten People.
The Bible never wants to make us fearful. God does not want people to be afraid, not even of the Last Judgment. Rather, he wants to let human beings know everything so that they will know all about life and its meaning. He lets people know even today, so that they may already live their lives openly and in the light of the Last Judgment. He lets us know solely for one reason, so that we may find the way to Jesus Christ, so that we may turn away from our evil way and try to find him, Jesus Christ. God does not want to frighten people. He sends us the word of judgment only so that we will reach all the more passionately, all the more avidly for the promise of grace, so that we will know that we cannot prevail before God on our own strength, that before him we would have to pass away, but that in spite of everything, he does not want our death, but our life. Christ judges, that is, grace is judge and forgiveness and love. Whoever clings to it is already set free.
You know, we're told in the Bible to fear the Lord. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 tells us that fear is the beginning of knowledge. Proverbs 9, verse 10 tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But this fear isn't fear for the sake of fear. It's fear that leads us to repentance, you know, a belief and submission to Christ's lordship. Likewise, the verses that speak of God's judgment and punishment on those who reject Christ aren't for the sake of making us fearful. It's a true and accurate statement of those who reject. Again, it's not fear, it's a warning. So rather than shake your fist at God because of the punishment coming for the wicked, be grateful that so plain a warning was given to us so that we would be without excuse. So like Bonhoeffer stated, God does not want our death. He wants our life. The question is, are you going to give him yours?
Right. God revealing his wrath to us before judgment. I mean, it's fearful, but it's merciful. At first, we are to fear because we have come to know our sin and understand God will punish us in our sin. But then we see the great mercy of God in light of his just wrath, that we are undeserving of his mercy, but run to the one we once feared in order to be saved. We love him and understand his holiness and fatherly love for us. We have shame over our sin, but we don't have shame before him, as we know he has removed it from us and does not look upon our sin, but upon the righteousness that we are clothed in that came from his son, Jesus.
It reminds me of that line that I love in Pilgrim's Progress, where he says, "How did you come by this burden at first?" Christian tells him, "By reading this book in my hand, the burden of sin." But our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 85, verse 6 and 7. "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation."
And our proverb of the day comes from chapter 22, verse 4. "The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life."
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.